Hello and welcome to episode 30 of A Shot of Weeb. We have returned from the darkness that we have receded into for the last several months. My life is no longer terrifying.
See, I just kind of like sat in my closet for a few months and didn't really do anything.
John just took a long nap.
Yeah, finally, I finally woke up and got his message on Discord like, hey, we're late to record, so, you know.
I went and hung out, you know, back in the backwoods with my folks and sort of reset. This week we are talking about John's choice that we picked out 3 months ago. We sat down to record this episode in, I think, March. Mm-hmm. And it's about 2 or 3 days before this is going to come out. So it is June now that it's finally happening.
Yeah,
because
we should also late June.
Late June. Yeah. Yeah, no, things have been a bit wild for me, to put it lightly, but we're back on track now. And so we're kicking back into the show, hitting the ground running, which, so that it said, our drinking is going to be a little bit light over these next few episodes, mm-hmm. because to give you a tiny peek behind the curtain, we're recording like 5 of them in 2 weeks. So we don't want to completely demolish our livers, plural.
Yeah,
we don't share one.
Like not die, like, you know, before they release. Yeah, that would be optimal.
We do wish to keep making this, and we unfortunately have to be alive for that.
Yeah.
That was the most depressing joke I have said in a while.
Gang, gang, dude.
So, as per tradition, for A Shot of Weeb, episode 30 Genshiken, we will be partaking in our usual shots, and by we, I mean me. Because I have a brand new novelty item that I bought for this show over 2 months ago, and I have not used it yet. I'm going to try my best to describe it for the audio viewers, audio listeners, Chad Anchor supporters.
Let's go, dude. Let's go.
I have a bright green glass. What's his name? Midoriya. I'm a little drunk right now.
Izuku.
It was Izuku. I was right. Izuku Midoriya. Not One Punch Man. My Hero Academia. Fuck. My Hero Academia shot glass that I don't need to use it.
Good lord, yeah, I'm not sure at this point.
And
oh god.
A different vodka than usual because Smirnoff was on sale, so I bought the cheapest stuff I could. I am ready to suffer.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you sipping on today?
Well, I just got a tall boy twee. As we like to call it here. Twisted
tea.
I
don't like to call it that. No, I don't.
I mean, I don't like to call it that either, but like it's just what I call it now. So it's a twee. They're pretty good. If you're of legal drinking age, highly
drink
recommend
drink responsibly.
These.
We don't remember to say that often enough.
No, we really should. So yeah, drink responsibly.
I'm a little worried, actually, to find out how much an actual shot is, because I don't know if before this, if I've been overshooting it or underdoing it. So this is either going to knock my teeth in, or this is going to be smaller than I'm used to.
Yeah.
We'll find out which.
Oh, yeah, we will.
So I'm going to...
But say he's got to pour his shot first.
It smells like watermelon. I mean, that's what happens when you buy the watermelon vodka, but...
Yeah.
That's a really strong smell. Even I can smell that, dude. I can't smell things.
Oh wow!
Well, I mean,
man,
I can.
Smirnoff
it's not.
Just,
it's
like,
not
cured.
It's not COVID. I've had a fucked up nose for like 6 years now.
Yeah, yeah. This is patient zero of COVID right here.
It helped a lot in my college years, not being able to smell.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially in that dish room. Oh my god! Dude,
The dish room, one of my roommates. I think you. I'll let you guess which one.
Yeah, I can almost guess it's one of your horsemen.
Yeah. Dude, this shot glass has alcohol in it. It's the first time. I'm so excited for him.
All right, I got a drink for that, okay? All right.
Kanpai. Kanpai.
Man, wow. Dude, man, tweet I so just, good.
I just shot a Jolly Rancher. What the heck?
Oh, man.
That was a watermelon Jolly Rancher. Cool.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's not. I should have bought Old Reliable. I also haven't had vodka since March, so I'm a little out of practice.
See, oh. The next time you get Smirnoff, you should get the sours. I really enjoy the sours.
Dude, and the worst part is, I've got to finish off this bottle, man. I've got to do that so many more times before it's said and done.
You do have quite a few times left.
Oh, this 2 weeks of recording is going to suck if this is what I'm shooting.
Well, I'll just mix some drinks.
You know, I have a feeling Smirnoff is not going to sponsor us anymore.
Smirnoff, I do really love your sours. And I would love I'd love sponsorship. That'd be cool.
I have no clue how far deep into the episode we were because I recorded for like almost 20 minutes before we started.
Wow, we are good.
Twisted
Tea, if you want to sponsor, since we're doing that, please.
Hey, if anything wants to sponsor us, we like money.
Honestly, anybody sponsoring us, I will show. Yeah.
Oh boy. So since this was originally your choice of show, why am I staring off into the nether? There's nothing over there. It's just my room. Since this was originally your choice of show, why don't you introduce us to the core concept of what Genshiken is?
All right. So Genshiken, it's like a bunch of nerds in college. They're not exclusively like anime fans. They are otaku though, like deep otaku, right?
Yeah, and, hardcore man, my kind of people.
Like this came out in 2004, so I think that otaku was still more of a negative than a positive term.
I didn't,
you know, like
wait,
it's kind of like been
wait,
reclaimed.
Is it taken positive now? I thought it was only like,
well, it's still not like negative. Taken like positive, but it's like more of a positive now than it was.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's less of innately a negative and more just like a subculture, I guess.
Yeah. And I think it was more so that way back then. But anyways, they're all in college, which is cool.
Which is really cool, honestly. It's trippy seeing characters that are like actually adults.
Yeah, and the club is called Genshiken, and it's the
study modern visual culture.
Yes, so that includes anime, manga, video games, movies, TV show, literally like anything that's
Aero manga.
Oh, trust me, there's some porn in this show. Not like actually, they don't show anything, but like...
Actually, I need to go back. So, we watched the show 3 months ago because we were going to record. I took my notes 3 months ago. So, like, I just did a light rewatch and then, like, referenced to my notes and wrote a couple new ones, which was a trip because I had no idea what these were referencing to in some cases. One of my notes says straight-up titties in the background. And I don't know why it says that because I did not see it on the replay. I have no idea why that's there.
Do you know what episode that was on?
Episode 6.
Episode 6.
Probably somewhere past the halfway mark. It was after Poyo Pop.
Oh. I feel like there was, like, because they were in Sasahara's room.
Here, you know what? Distract them. I'm going to research. Wait, no, that's weird. I'm not going to look that up, like, while I'm recording. That's weird.
What? You're just going to look up titties while you're recording? What the hell?
No, I'm not. I bailed because I realized how weird that was.
No, weren't they in... No, not Sasahara. Kosaka's room? Some, and he's got like
this was
some
this
porn.
Was
oh,
in between
also, they did go to Sasahara's room as well.
This was in between them playing Puyo Pop and before they met Sasahara's sister. That's where my note places.
I don't know, but we're taking so much time thinking about these titties.
I mean, yeah. I was going to make a joke, and then my brain just shut off.
Yeah, because the titties came back into play. Yeah.
The most important part of anime. Oh, I'm taking anyway, my
that's
own grave.
Like midway through the show.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I don't know if we're
like
doing...
That's pretty much the whole show, though, is like the... It's just a club of otaku.
People who talk about anime titties.
They do a lot. And
they very rarely actually discuss it, but they do buy books. They browse books. They browse manga. Yeah. And Saki. Eroge. We should tell them about Saki, because she's kind of important.
Oh, yes, yeah, Saki. So we have, like, what I would say three main characters.
I'd call the whole club main, honestly.
Yeah, but like three that are more that we kind of follow more, I guess. Maybe only two, even.
Definitely Sasahara and Saki. And were you gonna say Madarame for the third, or were you gonna say Kosaka?
No, I was gonna say Kosaka, but I think it's more Saki and Sasahara.
Honestly, I'd call it the whole group, except for
the whole group is
except
is
for
main.
Like Kogiyama. Kogiyama takes a bit of a backseat, which is unfortunate.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. But I would still call the whole group, like, main characters. But, like, out of them, I feel like the major two are Sasahara and Saki. Where Sasahara, freshman in college, he likes anime and hentai and visual novels and stuff.
He's, and, like, 90% of the time our point of view character.
Yeah, yeah.
Except then, for a couple of specific episodes.
Right. And then we got Saki, who she doesn't like any of it. She's not fully in the club.
She is one of four freshmen in this show. So the main character's a freshman.
Yep.
Kosaka's a freshman. Saki, Kasakabe. If I say Kasakabe, that's also Saki. Yeah. Most of them I know by last name. Saki's a bit of an exception, so I might bounce between them. She's a first year and is Kosaka's girlfriend. And there's one more freshman who turns up a few episodes in, and that's Ono.
Yeah. And so she's only there because Kosaka is like a big time otaku, but he's also
a pretty boy.
He's a pretty boy, and so she likes him and dates him, but tries to get him out of all this otaku-ness that he's in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're like childhood friends, so like it was just kind of like set up, and then they're like, yeah, "Yo, we're going to the same college. Let's bang."
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Like that's pretty much what Saki does. Yeah, but so then outside of them, you know, you got Madarame, who is I feel like
skeleton of a man.
See, he's one of the stereotypes visually.
He is the most... I don't know if most otaku is the right... He's the most socially inept of the group, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Kogiyama, like, can't really speak to people, but Madarame is just socially incompetent.
Yeah, like, Kogiyama knows, like, how to control himself in a social setting, where Madarame, he might know how to, but he just doesn't.
He just doesn't. He's a skelly man who rambles and freaks out because women.
Yeah. And then you got Tanaka, who is a big Gunpla.
Is the best boy.
I know.
He has been my Discord icon for 3 months now because I see myself in this character 100%. Yeah.
I knew, like, before we even... Because, you know, we did talk about that a little bit, I think.
He looks like I did in college.
Yeah.
Minus the fact that he's Asian. I'm not Asian. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, dude. Man. I thought this whole time...
Other than that, his, like, whole general appearance just is me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you knew me back then. You knew me when my hair was that short.
Mm-hmm. Say, especially now that you've started building Gunpla... too.
Yeah,
like, all that's left is cosplay.
Which I've wanted to do for years. But no, I was going to bring this up during the Gundam episode. I mentioned that I want to talk about this mostly broad strokes, but like, there's a couple specific ones I want to talk about the Gundam episode.
Okay, I mean, we can just talk about it now. because we're not okay. There's not really much order to the show. Generally, like, it passes, time passes. They go through their first year and a half, I think, in this season one.
I think it's closer to 2.5 to 3 because there's 3 summer fests involved. 3 summer comic.
No, conventions. No. One of those was a winter Comic Con.
Oh, one of them was winter. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Because there's a summer and a winter Comic Con.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're so not gonna miss one of those.
Year and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's, like, no real specific order other than the only real arc is Saki getting closer to the group because she starts to fit in. Not necessarily fit in, but she starts to, like, join the dynamic as she goes forward.
Yeah.
In a sense. And also punches people a lot. She doesn't handle her anger very well and is, like...
Yep.
I describe her as, like, borderline punk, I think, because she has that very, like, fiery, like, unchecked aggression at times.
Okay, I can see that, yeah. Yeah, she's a bit punk, but she wants to be, like, one of, like, the popular girls kind of thing. That's, like, her aesthetic is popular girl, I would say.
Yeah, she's, like, super into fashion, but she's associating with the Genshiken. One, to ruin it so that she can get Kosaka back, but also she starts to, like, find her place with it moving forward.
Yeah.
After she nearly, literally burns everything to the ground. Yeah. We'll get there. That's the only part that needs to be talked about in order. That's the end.
That does. Yeah, that is the end.
But other than that, it's more very situational, and there's just a bunch of good sequences, which I have a feeling we're just going to kind of bounce around and talk about, like,
as
needed.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about Gundam now, or do we want to, like, actually hash out all the characters first?
How many are left?
Well, I don't know how in-depth we're wanting to go, but we've not really talked about Sasahara or Ono or Kugiyama or Kaicho if we want to talk about him. And Haraguchi's probably worth mentioning.
Well, we went into Sasahara a bit. Kaneko is one of the new freshmen, right?
Yeah, Ono is also a cosplayer.
Yeah, she is a cosplayer. So, like, the difference between Tanaka's not a cosplayer. He makes cosplay.
Well, he does also wear it. He was in the pirate outfit in that one episode.
That's true, but he prefers making it.
He mostly makes it.
Whereas Kaneko wears it. She doesn't make it that often.
And those two end up an item in the show, and they are so adorable together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They build the freaking castle from Cagliostro in one episode, and I'm just like, dang, dude.
Yeah. That is something that's important. There is a shit ton of anime, like, references and, like, just like
otaku
culture references.
I don't get most of them.
Oh my God.
In fact, there is one that I did get, and I wrote it down because I was so excited to recognize it because it's kind of obscure. When they build the Cagliostro castle.
Uh-huh.
The others start talking about Lupin movies, and one of them is like, oh, I prefer the Fuma conspiracy, and I'm like, I've seen that one.
Yeah,
it's the only Lupin movie I've seen, but I know it.
Oh my God, you need to watch Cagliostro. But, like, also that's the only one I've seen, so
I watched Fuma conspiracy because one of our college people, like, during the pandemic when there was like 5 people on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was before then. I don't remember. He did. He was the president of the film club, and he did. He, like, advertised this one movie, and I went to go watch it with the film club, and I was the only person who showed up. So he was like, "You like anime? Let's watch Lupin instead," because no one else was there. I felt nice. So bad for him.
Yeah. One of my favorite things. Oh man, I really should have pulled it out. Oh, well, it's too late now. But in the show, like, in Genshiken, you know, there's that anime, Kujibiki Unbalance.
Mm-hmm. The first episode starts off with that show being played, and I legit thought I downloaded the wrong show.
Yeah. There is a OVA, I think. Or what is the... No, wait. Is it? It's a whole show.
Oh, is it? I mean, I know it has, like, an intro, because, like, the episode one intro is the Unbalanced intro.
Yeah, it got its own anime.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah,
but it started in the manga for Genshiken, which is what the anime is based on. And so it got its own 12-episode anime, but I do have a figure from Kuchibiki Imbalance.
That's amazing. I want to see that sometime.
Yeah, I'll try to show you tonight.
Where were you going with that? Sorry, I cut you off.
I just love the fact that they made an entire anime based on the anime in the show. You know, because like so many times, like one of my pet peeves with Bakuman. I don't know if you know Bakuman at all.
I've heard it, but I don't know off the top of my head what it is.
Basically, it was a manga. It got an anime adaptation, but written by Oba Nobata, the guys behind Death Note, about two people coming together, one artist, one author, and coming to make manga in Shonen Jump, right? And they talk about the series in depth that they and then their rivals and other people in the magazine are writing. And I wanted to read so many of those series, but the only one they made a chapter for was Otter number 9, I think, which is the one that I didn't care about at all. I didn't care. I didn't want to read that one of all the ones, because I think it was a cop or like a secret agent, but he's an otter.
That sounds amazing. So
it's a comedy. It's like just a gag comedy thing.
It sounds better than freaking Danger Cop. What was it that like paper animated when you showed me in college?
You are not shit talking Inferno Cop right now.
Yeah, I am.
Oh my god. All right, I know we just restarted. Guys, I'm so sorry. I know we just restarted the show, but
it's over. Podcast canceled.
Yeah, we're done. Inferno Cop is one of the best things ever made. Studio Trigger's first anime. And it's amazing. It's way better than so many much of your shit. But regardless, I'm not getting into time travel again. It's been 3 months. So,
oh boy, okay. Where are we going?
You want to get into some Gundam?
Right, Gundam. I'm gonna right about this point. If you're watching YouTube, I'll put in a picture. I bought a Gundam model because of this show, because I wanted to experience building it, and I saw one that looked cool. And I feel like a bit of a poser because I've built it. It's downstairs. Like I said, I'll put a picture in. I have no fucking idea what show it's from. I've never seen it move animated. I don't know what it is. It looked cool, and I wanted to build it.
So here's the funny thing about this kit he bought and built, right?
I sent him a picture of the box the second I got home with it.
Yeah, and it's the Quant or Quant
Double O Quanta, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, and it's from Gundam 00. That's the first kit that I ever bought and built for Gunpla. And I still haven't seen 00 either.
So the fact that I just like randomly picked that up and went, "Oh, that's cool," and took it home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm probably gonna make more. I've not seen a single Gundam show, but dang, they're fun to build. So
yeah, you should watch some Gundam while you build Gundam.
But
it's a great time.
So to get into the Gundam episode, we mentioned that Tanaka is really into cosplay and Gundam. He kind of does like a boot camp almost for Ono and Sasahara as they're learning how to build Gunpla. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between Gunpla and Gundam?
Gunpla stands for Gundam Plamo, and Plamo is plastic model, so it's Gunpla. So if it's only a Gunpla if it is Gundam.
Okay.
Not every mech is Gundam, though, but that's also kind of become a general term for mecha plastic models is Gunpla. Right.
Okay. So yeah, so they're like boot camping through that, and at the very beginning they're like showing some of the Gunpla that they have around the room, and Saki's like, "Oh, it's a toy," and they're like, "No, it's more than that." She's like, "It's a toy. Let me see it." And so they like very begrudgingly let her hold it, and they're like scared she's gonna break it. And Tanaka's, like, freaking out because, like, stabilize the joints, hold it very carefully, don't bend it like that, and she's not listening. because Saki, I have some complaints about Saki. We'll get to that later.
She's an ass sometimes.
Yes, she destroys things that she doesn't understand and doesn't respect other people's passions. Boy, howdy, I can rant about it. I understand why her character is the way she is. I understand that it's like the big source of conflict and how they drive the show forward. But, oh, fuck, she's frustrating sometimes.
She's doing her
anyway,
job.
Anyway, yes. Sorry about that. I was gonna wait. So they like rush Sasahara and Ono building one over the course of a week, over the course of the episode, and they finally finish it. And she like immediately at the beginning when she sees the gunplay at the beginning, she drops it, and Tanaka immediately accuses her of doing it on purpose because she's like self-proclaimed trying to sabotage Genshiken. So he's just like, I know you did this. This was your fault. Why would you do that? And he gets heated. That man is passionate. Arguably too passionate, but also, like, I see where he's coming from. Where am I going to? I see where he's coming from. I don't know where I'm going to. They finish Sasahara and Ono's models, and Saki's been, like, cranky the whole time. And she's like, can I see it? And Ono's like, yes, ? And Saki starts fidgeting with it and immediately snaps one of the legs off and is like absolutely blown away when Ono starts crying that like this thing that she like poured her heart and soul into for over a week is non-repairable now.
Yeah, because the first time that she broke one of them, it was just a joint that had fallen out, so it was fixable. And this time, she snapped the joint.
Well, actually, no. The first one didn't break at all. It just fell, but it didn't come apart.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. She did drop the first one, but...
But, like, everyone starts freaking out. Tanaka is about to throw Saki out a window. I think Sasahara is, like, worked up, and Madarame is, like, trying to stop Tanaka from throwing her out the window. Before someone's like, hey, this kind of hurt Ono. And so, like, Saki takes a moment to realize, and Madarame goes on, like, this huge lecture about, like, you can't just buy a replacement that was, like, a devotion of her time and her personality poured into that. That is why it's not a toy. And so it's, like, the whole, like, moral of the episode is that there's so much more to a Gunpla than that.
Yeah.
And I think Saki understood it after...
No, she definitely did.
...stepping in it.
Yeah. Like she took it too far, but she like she learned her lesson and like she grew from that. I would say.
I'm not gonna say she doesn't grow, but it is still painful to watch her like lack of consideration to the people around her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of these characters have things they need to develop on. None of these are like perfect characters. Like,
oh God,
I'm not gonna act like that. Yeah, no. Madarame doesn't know how to be human. Sasahara is the closest to a normal person.
Yeah, but he's also... He doesn't... He's, like, just a yes-man kind of deal.
I think he's mostly just anxious, which I feel.
Yeah, he's very anxious all the time, but... Which also, you know what? That actually...
Tanaka's actually probably the most normal person, I feel.
Tanaka?
He's probably the closest to normal.
I feel like Kosaka is...
Oh, wait, yeah, no, wait, no, sorry. Kosaka can just, like, straight blend in. Tanaka can do it if he tried.
He knows how to, like, balance his time between his hobbies and personal life and school and, yeah.
Like, Tanaka's probably second, then. He can, like, blend in if he focuses.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm trying to make my favorite character sound more reasonable, I promise.
See, one of my favorite parts from the show, it's actually from the first episode.
Because
it is so the first time that that Sasahara goes to like visit the club to see if he wants to join it, you know, he just kind of sits in, and then slowly one by one everybody leaves until he's the only one left, because Kosaka was he'd joined it before even visiting it. He's like, this is the club I want to be in kind of deal. And so Kosaka was the last one to leave, and so then Sasahara's just sitting in this room alone and nobody's coming back, so he's like, well, I guess I might as well like look around the room, you know, see what
explore the club room.
Yeah, because they've got a bunch of stuff. Like, they've got a TV and game consoles. They've got anime on the shelves, manga on the shelves, figures. A
very suspicious cabinet in the back.
A secret cabinet holding special items. And so then he's, like, looking around the room, and then he goes over to the figures and is like, man, I've never had the courage to buy one of these. I wonder if it's just like they say. And he turns the girl upside down to see if you can see her panties, which you can, because it is a figure.
Quote, it's not a real figure if you can't see them.
That's, yes.
Actual quote from the show. Well, yeah. Modified quote from the show, but still.
Yep. And then, I'm pretty sure it's while he's in the middle of doing that, the door bursts open and everybody's there.
Mild correction. Okay. He had already moved on from the figures. He went over to check out the cabinet.
That's what it was. Yeah, he was about to open the cabinet, wasn't he?
Oh, he was in the cabinet, dude. He had already pulled out a book.
Okay.
He had pulled out a book, and he gets the... So, the cabinet had porn. Whenever...
Yeah, it's all eroge, though. There's no... It's all drawn. That's one key.
Well, obviously. Yeah, no. Obviously.
Yeah.
Whenever Sasahara looks at any eroge, he gets like this cat face, and it's the funniest thing ever, because you know what's going on, and it's just like, that's the signifier. Oh, I just drilled upon myself. Disgusting.
That's, yep. And so then they burst in, or no, just one of them came in, right?
No, it was the whole gang.
Was it the whole gang?
It was the whole gang. And Madarame gets like right up on him, and he's like, yeah, that's when he tells him about the figures. He's like, we saw everything.
Yeah.
How you know it's a real figure.
He was like, the president is the one who set this all up. And then points out the window to the president, who is this, like, little beady-eyed man. And
his eyes are, like, solid black. He looks inhuman.
Yeah, and he's just holding binoculars on the other side of the...
And there was good comedic timing, because when they, like, kick the door to the club room open, he tries to, like, slam the cabinet shut, and it just creaks back open.
Yep. Oh man, it's so good. And everybody, right before everybody left, they got a either a phone call or a text.
Mm-hmm.
And
the president just walked out, and then everyone else gets phone calls.
Yeah, the president, yeah, because then the president was the one texting everybody like, "Hey, we got to test him. You guys know the drill."
Also, I want to take a side bit to talk about the president again. He's like the super spooky looking fella. And we get, like, very fragments a bit of information on him. At one point, he drops down from being the president of Genshiken, and he's like, okay, I think I'm going to finally get around to graduating. That's his actual phrasing, is get around to graduating.
Yes.
And they appoint Madarame as the next president, and he's like, congratulations, you are the second president of Genshiken. We find out a few episodes later that Genshiken, this is 2004, right?
Mm-hmm.
We find out a couple episodes later, Genshiken has been around since at least 1987.
Yep.
Under the same president.
Uh-huh. And they see his picture in there, and he hasn't changed. Like, there's literally no change.
So there's just this indefinitely aged man has been president of Genshiken for, like, forever. And he's finally leaving because he's got, like, enough data for his thesis, he says. And the way we... Saki joins Genshiken. I want to talk about how Saki joins Genshiken. There was an episode where Genshiken was going to get shut down. She strikes a bargain with the president, who has information. And long story short, they basically try to blackmail the student council leader into not shutting down Genshiken. As she comes back to the club afterward, and they're talking about something, and they're like, hey, Saki, you want to join? And she says, no, fuck no, obviously not. And then the president is just like, leans in and starts talking to her, and she's like, hey, you know, you might want to join, you know, given how much you use this room when no one's around. And she's like, wait, how do you know about that? And they just have like this back and forth about, like, you know, there's a lot of information that... I don't know why you accuse me of having cameras. If I was that kind of person, there'd be a great many people at this college that would never be allowed back. And she's just like, I join the club. And then he leans in a second, and he's like, be rest assured, I'm not that kind of person. but I wouldn't use the bathrooms on the first two floors.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's a little bit of a creep, but...
A little bit? Look, we had worse people. A bit more than that.
We had worse people at our college.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Well, yeah. I don't know, actually. That's... On par. Let's say on par.
I'm not... No. I will never put him and Greaseboy on the same level.
Yo, ever. You can't just say that. Man, that's semi-identifiable to people
Fine.
Who are there.
That's true. All right, censor that then. But...
I get to find out what sound to place there.
Dude, go for it.
It's gonna be. It's not going to be creative. I don't have thinking muscles. Just and I have a two-day turnaround.
Just go find a VTuber noise. That's what I do.
Oh! There's two other characters that kind of matter. One is Haraguchi. There's a manga club that is, like, kind of a secondary antagonist. Because the guy's just kind of a dick and works his club, like, really, really hard. And he is, like, trying to absorb Genshiken. So he exists. And he has, like, a full conversation with Madarame at one point while taking a whiz to assert dominance.
Yeah.
And then there's also, at one bit, we meet Sasahara's sister. As much as I complain about Saki, Keiko Sasahara is so much worse. She is, she's a high schooler. And is, like, ultra fashion, like, super dolled up. Pretty trashy. We meet one of her ex-boyfriends. She shows up just to, like, make Sasahara give her money. And she's the worst. And she's only good, in my opinion, for slapstick, because she tries to hit on Kosaka, even though Saki is right there.
Yep.
And it does turn into some really good slapstick, at least during the beach episode with the gator. There's, like, a gator inflatable.
Yep.
I think, so there's a few times where, like, they'll, like, like nudge her around or bully her around to, like, get away from Kosaka, because Saki is not above starting a fight or whatever. And there's one in particular where Saki's, like, walking behind Kosaka, and Keiko Sasahara gets, like, too close, and Saki, in one clean move, just spins around, knocks her out with the crocodile, turns around, and Kosaka looks back and is like, "What was that?" She's like, "Oh, nothing, let's just keep going." And they walk off frame, and you can see, like, her leg up in the air twitching.
Yeah.
It's some good slapstick.
It is really good. It is really good. Honestly, like, pretty much all the comedy, whether it's, and there's a lot of different types of comedy in this show, too. You know, but it's all really good. But, like, there's slapstick, like you mentioned. There's, like, what I would call, like, typical comedy, I guess, where it's more just like a joke, you know, set up punchline. There's the joke kind of deal. There's cringe comedy.
There is some cringe, which I'm not so big on. There's a whole episode that's pretty much just cringe.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different types of comedy, and it works every time. Like, cringe is a lot more divisive, I feel, than most.
But it comes across pretty decent in this one, because I would say the biggest cringe episode is the one where it's like, there's an episode that is just Madarame and Saki. And I would say that is, like, the largest course of the cringe, because Saki's just, like, straight ignoring him. Which, yeah, I mean, cool. I know you don't get along, but, like, hey, man, you're in the same club. Just, like, don't just completely ignore the man.
It's better
also,
than
I
she
guess,
was doing.
Yeah, I suppose. But it's still kind of cringy. And we also find out at that point that Madarame just, like, sees the entire world through, like, several different dating sim-like styles.
Yeah,
we get an image of how he sees himself, and it's like the most Chad version of himself. It's so bad.
It's great. Oh man, I love it. But okay, well, I think it's about time for a midway break.
Oh, is it time for midway break? Okay.
Yeah, so we will be right back very shortly. Oh man, I'm so rusty at that. All right.
Yeah, neither of us know what we're doing. Cut break, right here. Stop talking and go to break.
And we're back with part two of the episode where we're doing Genshiken for Shuttleweeb. Drink responsibly.
Yeah, which episode is that?
30.
Did we... Wait. We've been gone for 3 months, and I don't think we introduced ourselves at the start of the show.
Oh, yeah, we definitely didn't. All right, well, I am the Seaweed Ambassador. And that... The man sitting right over there on
I can
camera.
Say my own name. I'm the Epic Wop.
I can say my own name.
Give me that face. You're trying to talk over me. It's not like I... It's not some... don't just pretend
I... Maybe that's why I was talking over you. You gotta learn how to talk first.
I also have not shut up at all this episode. I feel like I'm bulldozing you again. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I don't care. You're perfectly fine. Okay. Where do we go from here?
I mean, I wanted to briefly mention the OP. I know you said you didn't have much to say about it, but, like, it's a bit of a jam. It's like light rock. Would that be, like, pop rock? Like, it's just, like,
yeah,
a chill.
Yeah, probably call it pop, yeah.
And it's good. It's, like, a jam, and it's catchy. And the first line is, I woke up late, forgot my cell, and missed the train, and I'm just, like, mood.
No, it's a banger, yeah.
And it, sure. Like, you get to see all of the characters, like, doing, like, their daily thing, like, Kugiyama's drawing, because he's the only one with, like, art skills. Tanaka's, like, sewing a costume. Madarame's, I don't know, riding a train or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, he's doing Madarame things.
Gamer man is gamer. It's a good vibe. Saki's, like, lying on Kozuka's bed smoking, which is inside.
That's what she does.
Smoking inside while sitting beneath a bunch of electronics. There's so much.
It's 2004. It was a different
time. I don't
like
it. I don't like it.
Yeah, okay. Look, just replace it now. Like, she'd have a jewel, okay? That should make things better.
No. No.
There's none of the smoke residue for the electronics. Since that seemed to be your only worry.
It's not cool to hit your jewel in school, you know?
Oh, my God. Dude, I want to go out and buy a jewel right now just because you said that shit. God, that was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Having a jewel is sus. We need to take our shot. I forgot about that.
Oh my God. I just need to down a whole fucking bottle of liquor after that shit. Good
Lord. Do you want the rest of the Smirnoff? Because I don't.
You can't. I don't think you can mail open liquor.
I can't. I have to suffer through this.
Well, are you about ready?
I'm getting the Sprite open because I'm gonna need it. I'm gonna need it because this is unpleasant. All right,
well, kanpai.
Kanpai. I don't wanna. Yeah.
Man, aren't you glad that you you know,
this is why I don't try new things.
You commemorated this brand new shot glass, or in your words, virgin shot glass.
I didn't say that. I'm going to pretend I didn't say that.
Uh-huh, yeah,
I don't like that I said it.
You're doing it with an alcohol that you absolutely can't stand.
Yeah, no, this is unpleasant. Ah! Like I said, this is why I don't try new things. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna put this bottle in my desk drawer and I'm gonna pretend it's not there. I'm just gonna let it hide.
Mm-hmm.
The episode titles in this show sound like thesis titles, and I really like that.
Oh my, that was a shift. Oh my God. I was not prepared for you to just start talking about relevant things for our show.
They're supposed to be like thesis titles, and I suspect that's probably because, like, again, this is a college group. It's the society for the big braininess of porn mags. Ah, crap, I left. Ah, I didn't finish my shot. Ah, okay, I'm back. We're good. Why are you just letting me suffer? Why is there no other guy?
I thought it was fun.
I hate you. And then in the specific translation that I was watching, they had, like, the English titles beneath, and I'm, like, 99% certain that they just used the Lord of the Rings font, which I think was hilarious.
The subtitler did. Gotcha.
Yeah, the subtitler for the title cards used the Lord of the Rings font.
Yeah.
And so I just got, like, Tolkien energy from... He's like, let's see. Some of their titles. The subliminating effects of the dissimulation brought on through makeup and costume on mental obstacles. Or aspects of behavioral selection in interpersonal relationships.
I really like limits of rejection receptiveness as observed in autonomous behavior.
On the presence of malicious intent in urban crimes, which is in the episode where Saki sets the manga on fire.
Yeah. You know, the fetishism of leisure time expenditures considered by their economic result. Great title.
Oh, I'm spoiling myself again. They don't have intellectual titles for season two. They're just like normal anime titles. That sucks. Anyway, yeah. That's not what we're here to talk about.
That is not what we are here to talk about.
What are we here to talk about? I don't remember.
The first season of Genshiken.
The first season of Genji.
No. Do not bring that. Do not bring Overwatch into this.
Mata game. Mata.
What is happening right now?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. All right. Well, since my co-host has completely lost it, I don't know what else to talk about for this show.
I think all we have left is the finale. Episode 11 and 12 should be talked about as a unit because they go together.
Yes, they do go together. Yes.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to everyone. Okay. I'm collected. I'm here. I'm present.
All right. So what's the whole... give us the setup for the final episodes.
Okay. So at the beginning of episode 11, Saki wakes up at Kosuka's place, slips on some dirty magazines, and cracks her head on, like, a desk edge. And she's like, clean your room. And he says, eh, maybe. And then she goes to the Genshiken Club room and, like, bumps the counter, and a box falls on her head and hits the same spot, and she, like, rages. And she's like, okay, we're cleaning this room. I just remembered an earlier episode I wanted to talk about. We'll double back if we have time. And she's like, okay, we're cleaning. Let's get rid of things. They find some, like, super antique manga. They find stuff from Genshiken of 87.
Which, that's how they find out that he... That's when the club
immortal.
Started. And he just doesn't die.
And she's like, okay, we're going to get rid of all of this. We're going to throw it away. And they're like, no, it has value. And she's like, okay, sell it. And they're like, no, that's our porn.
It's not that kind of value.
And so they, like, truck a bunch of it outside. They're probably going to, like, put it in storage or something. And Saki is, like, lighting up a cigarette. And she's, like, flicking her lighter on and off and on and off and staring at the manga. And Madarame comes up and spooks her. And she turns around like, I wasn't doing anything. And he's like, what are you doing? She's like, well, oh, I was just thinking about, wouldn't it be funny if I burnt these manga? And then he's like, you burnt the manga. Mm-hmm. As, like, the whole thing, like, catches.
Because her cigarette had fallen out of her mouth when he'd scared her. And then, obviously, because it's all old paper, it's highly flammable.
It just goes up immediately. Yep. And so they're, like, panicking, looking for water. She finds an old stinky water bucket, tries to dump it on the water, dumps it on Ono instead, which gives her, like, this terrible cold.
Mm-hmm.
The club president gets involved. They call the fire department. Everything goes shit. And then... So they're in trouble. There was a big cosplay contest coming up for, like, a festival that the manga and anime clubs were doing together. Mm-hmm. And so even if they're not allowed to be Genshiken anymore, temporarily, they're on, like, probation now because they set the school on fire. They're still looking for participation, but Ono is sick now. So they're like, okay, Saki, you've got to do it. And they all, like, collectively sort of try to get her into it. And she's like, no, you can't make me do this. Kosuka, back me up. And he's like, no, this will be cool.
And then, but then they're also like, you don't get to say no. You just lit every, you almost, you know, set the school on fire. So.
Yeah.
You don't really have a choice.
Yeah. And so she's like, what? We don't have a costume. And Tanaka's like, actually, I already made you one. Yeah. And she's like, wait, no, but you don't know my sizes. And he's like, well, we were at the beach. Yeah, I do know them. And so they, you get this, like, scene where, like, everyone's like, at the table except for she and Tanaka are, like, huddled in the corner. And she's like, what the fuck? How did you get that right?
No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she's like, okay, tell me the sizes. And then he tells her, and, like, we don't hear him. And then she's like, no, there's no way. You're not even off by an inch or a centimeter.
Well, no, he was, like, there. A tiny, she commented, was like, a tiny bit small or something like that. Either way, and it's hilarious. And have I mentioned that Tanaka is my favorite character?
Tanaka is great.
He's amazing. I keep remembering all of the things I wanted to bring up before we went to the final episode. There's like a really cringy conversation between Ono and Saki earlier that was just like painful to listen to. Okay, where were we?
Yeah, she's got a cosplay.
Yeah, and it's the club president fighter girl from like the anime within the anime from Unbalance.
The Kujibiki Unbalance.
I'm just gonna call it Unbalance. yeah, no. So they go to put her on stage, and she's like not happy about it at all, even though she pulls it off so well.
Well, that's part of it too, because she's not trying to play the character. But like her kind of personality is,
it just sort of fits
the character. Yeah.
Yeah, because like everybody's taking pictures and they're talking or whatever, and she's a little awkward through it because she doesn't know how to cosplay. She doesn't know what she's doing. But then she notices while she's up in the front line, she notices that one of the paparazzi has a hidden camera in his briefcase that is taking like very low angle shots, and we all know what low angle shots are for.
Yeah, it's to get a picture of, like, what Sasahara was doing that first day in the club room, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank you for spelling it out. I'm very glad we had that distinction.
Panty shots. There you go. Fully spelled out.
I'm very proud of you.
I want to say, I said that very excitedly. I don't endorse that. I just want to make that clear. This show does not endorse, all right, I'm going to stop before...
Yeah, keep digging your hole, bud. I'm just going to sit still and watch.
No, we don't endorse any of that shit unless there's consent involved by both parties.
What?
Huh? Bro, what?
Wob's got it. No, I'll cut this out. I swear I just heard something, like, right behind me.
Damn. All right, well, are you...
I'll be right back.
Okay. Holy shit, dude. Wob's got a fucking ghost in his apartment. This shit's... Oh, my God. Fuck that. Oh, boy. I don't like the supernatural. This is... I don't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Where did we leave off?
I have no fucking clue.
Right, you were telling me about how spy cameras are used for panty shots.
Yeah, that's right, and we don't endorse that.
No, we fucking don't, because we're normal people.
I just want to make it clear.
My mojo has been thrown out the window. Okay. Yeah, no, so she just, like, yeets off stage and takes his camera and just, like, is like, how dare you use a camera for shame items? Yeah, and then goes back on stage and everyone is like, OMG, she is the president and, like, applauds for her and she wins the tourney. And then gets questioned by the police, and the police is a creepy old man who just asks her about the cosplay. And then she throws the helmet. She throws the helmet at the ground, and I physically cringed. Because how long did Tanaka put into that? We don't know. It's off screen, but it's probably a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he probably put in quite a bit of time.
Don't mistreat Best Boy stuff like that, man.
And so, you know, Genshin kind of ends with everybody finding out that she... Woohoo.
Wait, what was that? What are you doing this time?
Dude, I... Oh, my God, stop.
Quit, stop hitting my mic. God, we've been gone for so long, and we come back as an absolute train wreck.
Hey, just like normal, right, fellas?
I mean, we... There's only apparent on the video version, but on the terms of train wreck, I hung up a new poster because I thought it would look cool on camera, and now there's just like this giant glare from my ceiling light.
Yeah, now that you've pointed that out, you will 100% notice it from now on.
Like, indefinitely, because I don't know how to fix this until I just buy more lights, which I can't do right now.
Yep.
So yeah, I promise you All Might is behind that glare. He's there.
Yeah. Yeah, he is there.
He watches not here. Sleep.
Oh God, that's awful.
The poster's there, and my bed is right here on the other side. It's facing.
Oh my God, this is great. Oh man,
this is officially the Genshin episode, but I think this is really just the Wob and Seaweed have a terrible adventure episode.
Hey, you know, it's been fun. Twee.
I am not touching any more booze tonight because all that's left is that awful, awful vodka. I mean, I suppose I've got some McGillicuddies, but I have a feeling I don't need it right now.
Yeah, I don't think you do. I think you're probably good.
I could do a shot of Sprite.
Well,
So we still got one more episode to talk about. She meets the old chairman and she's like, "Hey, President, you can fix all of the Genshin getting shut down." He says, "No, stupid."
Mm-hmm.
They end up with community service and a probation, and the whole Madarame like goes really hard, like bashing Saki, and she like breaks down because she just had like a traumatic experience with fire and also feels terrible that she like ruined everyone else's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And really only Kosuka is the one that figures that out. Madarame like pushes her over the edge, and Tanaka, why do I keep mispronouncing his name, is immediately like, "Madarame, you idiot, shut up."
Yeah.
Because Madarame's like the only one who doesn't seem to catch on that, hey, there is something wrong here, bud. It's actually, it's really great, actually, because Kosuka stops to, like, comfort Saki, and everybody else sneaks out of the room, and then the whole group collectively is like, "Madarame, this is your fault. Get back in there and talk to them." And he's like, "What? No." And they say, "You're going to do it." And he says, "No, I'm not." And then it cuts to him sitting in there with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just seems so defeated. And she's like, "I'm so scared of fire, I can't even smoke anymore." And idiot Madarame is just like, "Oh, that's good for you. Smoking's not bad, not good. So if you quit, that's a good thing." I'm just like, dude, bud, man, no. Dude. I love Madarame. He's a fun character because he's an absolute goblinoid. But come on, man.
Yeah,
I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry at a fictional character.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how exactly I would deal with that either. You know,
I mean, I've been in similar situations, not that I like made a person cry, but that like I have had my brain just like short circuit when someone else is going through something. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly socially adept myself, so I'm not gonna act like I'm some kind of superior being to this non-existent anime man.
Yeah.
I'm not helping the case, am I?
No, but that's one of the things about all the characters that I really love, too, is because they all feel like real people.
Yeah. like, and that's actually no. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say like they're all, they're not all awful, but some of them are awful.
Yeah, and I mean, realize like, it. Ono is nothing but like a good egg.
Mm-hmm. But like, she's also like ones. Way too, like, I don't know what the term is. Well, I guess like she's extremely shy and she doesn't want to do anything for her own hobbies, even though that's all she wants to do. If that makes sense.
She's like severely self-conscious. Mm-hmm. She gets brownie points though for beating up Saki when they first meet. Like that takes fire.
Yeah.
That was just a fun sequence. That was another really good slapstick sequence when Saki and Ono are like fighting because Saki just like barged into her room before she could take down all the pictures of old bald men.
Yeah, because that's her type.
And then tried to call Tanaka Tankatsu in like three times, and Ono would just like wrangle her every time. Look, half of my humor is substituting the wrong words for things.
But tonkatsu isn't a thing.
Tonkatsu, it's a kind of ramen.
It's tonkatsu.
That's what I said.
You said ton.
Shove off. They send Saki and Sasahara's sister to go buy porn, which is the funniest thing, at the end of the final episode. Because everyone except them have community service hours during Summerfest.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, and she's like, why would I buy that for you if you're just going to jerk off? And Madarame's like, it's because we're going to jerk off all the time if we don't have it.
Yeah.
The show gets a little silly at times.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great.
And it ends with Sasahara being anointed as president because Madarame's got to start looking for a job because he's a senior. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, okay, our goal is to draw a doujinshi to sell it at Summerfest. And that's where it ends off, is with that goal.
Yeah. Yep. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. I love this show.
That was a very potent ending. I'm glad we wrapped it up with that. Sorry, yeah. Our discussion there ended very potently, I should say, with just a, yep, that's it.
Yeah, say, because I don't think that we talked about this at all. But before we watched this back in March, you hadn't seen this.
Back in the old days.
Say, I had already seen it.
No, I had no idea what this was.
I watched it back in high school.
You introduced it to me as you're going to hate the character designs. I actually really love them.
Well, I said you're either going to hate them or love them.
I looked at it at first and was like, ew, disgusting. And then a little bit later, I was like, okay, this is actually really good. I jive with this. I love Skeleton Man Madarame.
They're very, like, it's a distinct. Very unique design.
And even the side characters are very, like, unique. I keep running you over. I'm so sorry.
No, you're totally fine. But say, when I, because I watched this back in high school, initially, like 8 years ago, I think. Good lord, I don't like that. That's, anyways.
This show would have come out when I was six. I don't like that.
See, I wasn't super like deep into anime at this point. The guy who ran the anime club at my library was like, "Hey, you would probably really like this," and I was like, "Okay." Every other recommendation you've given me has been a banger. So yeah, I'm gonna check it out, and I absolutely loved it. I think I watched the whole show, so season one, the OVAs and season two, in like a day or two. Yeah, it was fantastic. I absolutely loved it, and I'm glad that going back to it, it was not a disappointment. You know, because like there's some of those shows where you're like, dude, this show is fire. Like, you gotta watch this show that I watched back in high school. And then you go back to rewatch and you're like, oh god, why was this like one of my favorite shows?
Are we into final thoughts? Because I was gonna double back since we have time, but if you want to just go ahead and like do the final thing, if that's what we're doing.
We can go ahead double back. That's quite all right with me. What did you want to go
back
to?
We've got a lot of time right now. We've got a good another like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you want to double back to?
There is an episode very early on, like one of the biggest through lines that is through like the whole show is them trying to get Saki to try cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
And they start that off with, she's like, I will never do cosplay. And then Tanaka's like, yeah, but I have cat ears for you. And the whole... Obviously, she's angry about this. And earlier in the episode, there was some setup. She met an ex of hers who is like another one of those cool kids. Like, he has the hat and the cross necklace. And this place is boring. Let's go kick it. Cool Yo, kids. That kind
wait,
of energy.
All it takes to be one of the cool kids is a hat and a cross necklace? Dog, am I cool?
You are closer to a cool kid than I am. That's for darn sure.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, no. And so, like, while they're talking, like, later, Madarame just, like, sneaks up behind her. He's injured, by the way, because he, like, fell on his arm at Summerfest and, like, died.
Yep. Before they were able to go in.
Yeah.
Did that waiting in line.
And so he, like, slips the ears on her when she's not paying attention, and she goes ballistic and starts, like, chasing him around the school. And she runs past her ex and, like, stops running. She's holding a broom that she was going to hit him with. She's, like, stops running. She's hunched over a little bit, and she looks back to see, wait, was that him? He stops, looks back at her, and you can feel the, like, aura of shame. And then everyone else is like, nah, dude, you're good. You're just vibing. And Kosuke even comes in and is like, aw, you're cute, honey. And she, like, full on, like, blurry, angry art style demon imp rage and starts swinging at everybody. And the final shot of the episode is, like, the whole main cast running away. And then the credit shot, because the credits always have a still image of the club room. The only moving item is is whatever something unbalanced playing in the back while it pans out. And the pan out of the room on that particular episode is just everyone in the club super beat up. It's so good. It's so good.
It's great.
Do you have any other bits you want to go to? Because I have one last point, and then we could probably go ahead and do the final.
No, I think I've pretty much covered all my main things, so go ahead.
Okay, there's one other bit that I just want to point out. Sasahara, again, is actually kind of a normal dude. Kind of. Like, everyone is, like, super specialized in their otakuness, but he's, like, just the everyman, the general man.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also got some social sense to a degree, actually. Like, anxiety, but social sense. Because Kosuke just doesn't really understand the, like, balance between nerd stuff and his girlfriend. And she also doesn't really understand, like, why he values his, like, free time, why he has these things he likes to do. So it's a bit of an awkward imbalance, but there's one bit when Sasahara is first joined the club after they get him with the test. They all end up at Kosuka's place, and they're just like gaming, and she calls him, Saki calls Kosuka, and it's just like, yo, I got some good cake, you're my boyfriend, can I come over? And it's late at night, and she wants to hang out at his place. And he's like, yeah, let's all hang out, the boys are here. there's just this awkward pause, and she's like, oh, don't worry about it then. And Sasahara just, like, steals his phone and is like, yo, don't worry about it, dude, we're all headed out, we're leaving, guys, right? We're leaving, okay? This man is such a bro.
Because yeah.
Kosuka is dense.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that. Sasahara is a good man.
Yeah, Sasahara is great. I know you've mentioned that your favorite character in the show is Tanaka. And
oh, I've 100%.
I've been thinking about it for a while. Like, throughout this whole episode and everything. Like, who my favorite character actually is. Oh, man, it's so difficult. But I think Sasahara might be my favorite.
Really? I feel like he's a little bit too generic. Like, I mean, he's got good points, but he's more of a...
Yeah, but he's
like an audience insert, almost.
He's like the kind of... I guess he's kind of like the glue that holds like all of the new members together.
I can see that. I can see that, you know? For sure.
And I like that about him. And he's... I don't know. I don't know what it is about him. I don't think I can exactly describe it, but... I think it's either Sasahara or Ono. Just because Ono's adorable.
Ono's really, really good as well. Do you want to know who's not good? I keep staring off like completely away from camera. I'm so sorry.
Can I take a guess?
Who are the worst characters?
Oh, I was just gonna say Haraguchi.
Anime Club Man?
He's the Anime Club Man. Yeah.
Oh, Manga Club. Sorry.
Manga Club. Yeah, he sucks. I mean, I know one of your other ones is Kuchiki.
Yeah, no.
Or Kuchiki.
I was referring to that episode in general where they like try to bring in two more freshmen. This is probably during the second year, I think. They're trying to get two more freshmen
in. It's the beginning of their second year, yeah.
Yeah, and so they try to bring in two new freshmen, and they are both, like, unpleasant people. Like, one is just like this... One's this heavy drinker who's just in there to try to hit on girls, and the other one is just 1,000% obnoxious. And I spoiled myself with reading and find out he becomes a main character in season 2, and that makes me not want to watch it.
No, you should definitely... That shouldn't perturb you from watching it, for sure. Because I don't really remember him too much from the second season, but, you know...
Is he as unpleasant as he was in his one episode?
From what I remember, no. But he's still the same character.
Because he was just awful. Like, he's like, I'm going to order, like, 17 things off the menu. And then Kugiyama's like, hey, can I order some chicken? And he's like, no. All my homies hate chicken.
Yeah.
And just, like, starts yelling.
Yeah, because he's a vegan, I think.
I don't even know if that's what it is. He's just obnoxious.
He is obnoxious.
Awful.
And Sawazaki was the other guy. The drunk guy.
Oh, yeah, the Chad.
He was not a Chad. Okay, let's... Look, dude, Madarame is more of a Chad than Sawazaki is.
But this guy, he's, like, clearly more in the party circle than anything. And, like, he's there because he's like, hey, Saki, you're not really part of this club, right? We should hook up. He doesn't say that, but that's, like, the energy he has.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some gamer energy because Kosaka is like, most of the time Kosaka will just like absolutely demolish anyone at Guilty Gear and no one else like knows what's going on. But this guy, at least he can have like a running commentary of like the different like texts that he's using. So like he is at least a little bit into the otaku space. Like he's a gamer.
Yeah.
He's a gamer with a capital G.
Yeah.
This was 2004.
I doubt that, but, you know. But, let's see. I think that's... does that pretty much cover everything?
It's probably a final thoughts time. Alrighty. It might be a little bit short. It depends on how much of my roommate's interference I have to cut out.
Yeah, but how much of the haunting we leave in.
Same thing.
All right, well, I guess I will go first with my thoughts.
I feel like you've already done a lot of your final thoughts.
I've done a lot of my stuff because, you know, it's still very good. Highly recommend it. I love all of the characters, and, you know, except for Haraguchi, but he has a place. But, you know. And, like, all the comedy hits so well. So well, and I love cringe comedy, so that's probably, you know, I really enjoyed that aspect of it too. But yeah, I mean, I think it still even holds up today, even though it's from 2004. There's still some, you know, it's not like a dated thing as much, I don't think, besides like explicit references when they only have a CRT, they have the PS2 and stuff.
May I interject one second before I forget?
Go for it.
You mentioned there's, like, a lot of references that, like... And I mentioned that I didn't see most of them, except for, like, Fumi Clan. I'm pretty sure there was one other I caught. Bear with me and tell me if I'm wrong. But in the first sequence of cosplay, when they're at Summerfest and they're, like, panning through the crowd, didn't they focus on a character that was dressed, I don't remember her name, it was the like the side girl from Cutie Honey, was that
I'm pretty sure thing? Dressed as Cutie Honey,
was it actually as Cutie Honey? I thought it was just her girlfriend.
Her
the pink dress and the like loopy hair. There was a girl that like she hung out with all the time. I thought that's who it was.
Oh, yeah, that's not Cutie Honey. Yeah, I think so. I'll have to go back and look to be sure.
Yeah,
cause
I don't remember which episode.
Well,
I think
just
it was
do a light
3.
Rewatch this time. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't notice that the first time, but I recognized it this time through, which was wild because I haven't seen Cutie Honey in ages. But I think it was supposed to be her, and I'm just like, yo, I know that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense because that is a very popular and influential manga anime. So, yeah, I could definitely see that.
Anyway, I'll stop co-opting your segment now.
I say, like, pretty much all that's left is for me to give my score. Which, so I've now watched this 3 times. And I would just want to say, this score has not changed a single time. It is a solid 9 out of 10. It's a banger.
Okay. So, for me, I think one of the big things that goes in favor of this show... I meant to bring this up earlier, but it's okay that I can say it now. You mentioned that, like, a lot of the characters in this show feel like real people, feel like actual people. That, like, aspect as a whole, I think, is one of the best things that this show's going for. Like, this show... This isn't the kind of show I'd normally go for. I like kind of, like, silly... out there stuff, but I can also enjoy some of the more reserved thing. And this show, it's people at a college being nerds. This is plausible. This could happen. This was me. I was a nerd in college.
This was just us.
This was just us as an anime.
Yeah.
With slightly less social capability. Who am I kidding? I'm incompetent.
Well, you did say slightly less social capability. I thought you were referring to us, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no. But, like, yeah, no, this was, like, this could be. This just straight up is. There's nothing, like, insane or fantastical about it. Like, it's just, it's people at college. And it's kind of refreshing to have that sort of, like, really grounded anime experience. Because very few things that I've watched really fit that descriptor. I mean, like, what, like, Nonombiori, I guess? But, like, that's more, like, feel-good slice of life. That's less of a...
There's
Here's
not really
people
any,
being people.
There's no like, there's not really any conflict in Nonombiori besides
just
dumb shit they come up with.
Yeah, and this is plausible conflict. Like yeah, like the club, the council president hates otaku, so she's trying to shut your club down. Like yeah, that's legit. Probably the most out there thing about this show is just the club president being like 70 years old, I guess.
Yeah, that's the only, that's like the only one. But like, I mean, even the whole like almost burning their club down, like
that could happen. That could straight up happen.
Yeah, and especially the way it happened with like a lit, like dropping your cigarette onto old paper. That seems pretty common, which is why there's so many places where you can't smoke. You know.
Yeah, no, and it's good, and there's, like, good comedy. Like I said, the slapstick whenever characters start fighting is always excellent. There's a lot of really good pacing, especially with the dialogue during those sequences. Like I said, when Ono and Saki are, like, pretty much wrestling because she's trying to call Tanaka in. They're fighting. She tries to call for him. She stops. Tries to call. Stops him. And, like, pause, and she's like, okay, you got me. I'll stop trying. And, like, Ono backs off. And she tries to call again when she tackles him. It's like, the energy is so good here.
It's great.
I'm kind of just rambling at this point. It's not my usual show, but it was definitely a really, really good experience. I don't think it means quite so much. Well, actually, it might. I think I can never, like, decide on a number, so I always say this one, but maybe this one. The one I gave this one was an 8, but maybe 9, so, like... I almost agree with you. I'm slightly hesitant to give it the full score that you did, but it's definitely up there. I will absolutely recommend it. it's not going to be my first pick for most people. Like, I think it's got to be your, the kind of show that, like, you'd actually jive with. Like, I feel like a lot of people would probably find this boring, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's a good bop altogether. So I'm gonna solidly give it an 8, with potential to be a 9.
Man, what can I say? You know, I've got great taste. But speaking of so great taste, it's your pick next week.
Did you just say I have good taste?
For this choice,
I'm so excited! I'm glad you like this show as well. So, since I had already planned this for a bit now, but I doubled down on it, given the fact that we're recording episodes, like, breakneck speed for, like, 2 weeks, and then I have a really quick turnaround. Because I'm the one who has the misfortune of editing this and watching the next show in, like, the next 2 days. I'm going for an easy watch. It's a show I've already seen. It's a show I absolutely adore. It's a show that gut punches me in the feels, which gives it a lot of extra credit right there by itself. And it's one I've wanted to talk about for a while. I avoided it because we've actually watched a lot of zombie shows already. This isn't the same as other zombie shows, but we've seen a lot more zombie shows than we probably need to have. Is that, like, the most common genre? This is, like, the third or fourth one.
It's definitely not the most common genre, I can tell you that.
I don't know. One-tenth of our episodes involve zombies. I'm wanting to go back and watch Zombieland Saga. Part of this is also prompted by the fact that, if I'm not mistaken, Season 2 just ended pretty recently, and I want to watch that. And to do that, I need to rewatch the first one. So the best way to get myself to actually watch a show is to put it on the podcast.
Yep.
So I'm super hyped to hop into that one. It's an old favorite, and I'm probably going to watch all of it tomorrow because I love that show. What am I doing giving away my feelings on a show before we even talked about it? I need to shut up.
Yeah, dude, this show sucks. This upcoming one is going to be garbage.
Don't watch it. We hate this show.
Kidding. No.
I mean, we did kind of do that. We were very leery when we got into Assassin's Creed.
Show?
I think I did. In case I didn't, it's Zombieland Saga. Okay. I adore that show.
I just couldn't remember.
And we're finally going to talk about it. Yep. I will have a lot to say about it. And I will get mushy over one episode. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah. We'll be fine. We'll make it through. But, all right, yeah. So I guess that does it for this week.
I am going to do something I'm very rusty at. Now that we're back in the swing of things, we got to hit that shill again, dude. And I'm going to take it. I'm going to parse it down. I'm going to pare it down. I'm going to bulldoze it, and I'm not going to make any Genji references, I promise. I love the look of disappointment I get from you so frequently.
You son of a bitch.
What all is there that needs mentioned? We are on both YouTube and Anchor. If you're watching, want the portability of listening to us on the go, check out Anchor. If you want to see our questionably beautiful faces, as well as some other visual content, like his looks of disdain when I say something stupid, check us out on our YouTube uploads. We do get a tiny bit of kickback on Anchor. It's not much, but it's more than nothing. You also have the ability, if you feel so moved, to directly support us on Anchor. There's a support link on there. If you do that and you wish to be called out on the show, like, as a, like, this is our favorite person or whatever, send one of us a DM on Twitter. We're both on Twitter. I will say the handles in a moment, and we'll shout you out as being a bro for the podcast. Follow our socials. He is on Twitter as @SeaweedAMB, correct?
Yep,
or are you Seaweed Ambassador? SeaweedAMB.
SeaweedAMB, yep.
SeaweedAMB. He also has a YouTube channel, Seaweed Ambassador, on YouTube. He does not OVAs. It's the other three-letter combo.
AMVs.
There we go.
AMVs analysis.
And analysis. So you can check out both of those things. I am on Twitter as the Epic Wob. I post occasional dumb things and also do the bulk of the, like, administrative, like, info for Shot of Weep. So, like, if you want to know what the current news is about the podcast, you'll probably find that on my Twitter.
Yep.
regardless, we will be back next week.
Oh, wait, I have one little addendum.
What I skip.
Just to be clear, if you're still listening now, it's not just
other podcasts.
It's not just on Anchor. It is on pretty much everywhere you can get a podcast from. We just
go through Anchor.
So you can
find
us everywhere.
Yeah, Anchor uploads it to like all the things. So we're on like Apple and Spoofy and
it's
a Game Grumps reference, okay?
Please.
and Apple and Spoofy and Gonger and all the things. We'll be back next week, assuming John doesn't kill me in the next 2 days.
You gotta edit this one, so
with episode 30, yeah, this is gonna be a pain to edit. Thanks. With episode 31, Zombieland Saga will be uploading the Saturday after the Saturday this episode comes out, whichever date that is. We're planning these in advance now, so I can't remember dates as easily.
It will be the 3rd of July.
Yeah, that's the one. So be there for that. Be there. Be square. Cut the video before I say anything else stupid.
Bye-bye.